Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington High School students about state FFA. First, I spoke with senior Sophie Bell. This spring has been abnormal with COVID-19 and the closure of schools. One thing that normally happens in the spring is state FFA. You were selected as a gold alternate. Can you share what category that was in?
Yes, so I was a gold alternate for the Ag Sales CDE. It's basically where we go and sell a product of our choice. And then there is three judges who watch and one judge who is technically the customer we are selling it to.
And what was the product that you tried to sell?
So I was selling Dust, which is a soybean-based seed lubricant. It's basically used in planters just to help the seed move through the meters better.
Why did you decide to compete in ag sales?
I actually competed in ag sales last year, too, and I just wanted to compete in it again because it had taught me a lot about communication with any agribusiness, and I thought it was also fun to develop those skills and just sell something that we are actually using on our own farm.
And after graduation, what are your plans for next fall?
After graduation, I plan to attend Kirkwood Community College next fall and major in ag business. And then following Kirkwood, I will attend Iowa State University to major in ag business and agronomy.
And with this extra time away from school, what have you been doing to help fill the time?
Right. So the extra time away from school hasn't been as different for me as some kids probably, just because I'm involved in the ag industry and obviously that is an essential business right now. I actually still have my job at KDK Sales and Equipment that I am going to a few times a week. And then on my off time, I've been helping my dad getting ready for planting season on our family farm.
So spring is still a busy time.
Yes, spring is a very busy time. It just looks a little different this year than other years.
And if students are considering joining FFA in the fall, what would you say to them?
I would encourage every student to join FFA, even if you aren't a farm kid or involved in the ag industry on a day-to-day basis. It is a great opportunity to get involved, get to know others in your class, and there truly is opportunities for everybody. I know we've had students who have worked at the local floral shop or work at Fairway, and although some people might not see that as a direct farm job, it still has to do with agriculture, and so it really is a place for everyone in the school.
I also spoke with freshman Abby Reno. You qualified for state FFA with a gold advance in creed speaking. Can you share what creed speaking is?
Yeah, so the creed is just, there are five paragraphs, and it's basically a lot of history about FFA and kind of what we stand for and what is important to us. And that's why it's really an honor, because it's really important to a lot of people that are involved in FFA because of the history that's involved.
What is it like getting ready for this?
So it was so nerve-wracking. At the beginning, I didn't even know all the five paragraphs because I was a freshman. So it was definitely nerve-wracking, but Mr. Steinhardt definitely made sure that I was prepared, and I said it in front of a lot of FFA members, and I said it in front of our whole school at Ag Olympics. And so I was definitely prepared, but it took a lot of time.
And what is it like to advance to the state level as a freshman? Does that happen very often?
Just to be completely honest, I was not expecting that at all. I mean, I tried my best, but, you know, I was not expecting that. I don't think it's rare. I don't know if freshmen make it that often, but me, I was like, oh my gosh, like, not expecting that, but I was super excited that I saw my name on the list.
Congratulations. And unfortunately, you won't be able to go to state, but like you said, you got to perform it in front of the school. Is there a certain line in those five paragraphs that really kind of resonates with you, grabs your attention?
So the first line of the fifth paragraph is that I believe that the American agriculture can and will hold true to the best traditions of our national life. And that one really stands out to me because that's just like this whole paragraph that I just said, like, we can keep all of this history going. And we, farmers, you know, they're, I mean, right now, during this time of who knows what's going to happen, I mean, they're working hard. And I think that line is important because it's just, in the future, farmers will be just like the past. They're going to be honest and hardworking. And I think that's important for not only the U.S., but definitely the world. So.
And when you return to school in the fall with FFA, are you planning to venture into other categories for competition?
Oh, definitely. So creed speaking is just a freshman thing, or eighth grade and freshman. So definitely trying to do something like in the public speaking, because that's definitely where I excel. So trying to find a competition that's involved in public speaking would be great.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington High School senior Sophie Bell and freshman Abby Reno talking about FFA. They're two of five demons who were selected for state FFA. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.